Welcome to another program, Success in Life, with Dr. QB Davis King. We're live in the Success in Life studios in beautiful San Diego, California. I hope you're having a great day. It is absolutely beautiful out here in Southern California, and I want to thank you again for joining me for another program, Success in Life. We've been talking about how to become a powerful influencer of people, and this is the second installment. And I promised you on the last broadcast, I would talk to you about how to get people to instantly follow you. And so we determine, as a review, that 85% of your success in life, your entire life, will come from one life skill. And that life skill is your ability to get along with people, get along with others, and influence others in all walks of life, whether you're dealing in business, whether you're dealing on your job, whether you're dealing in your social circles. I mean, consider this. Even if you're returning a pair of shoes to the store, your ability to get along with that person and not make them angry, make them want to help you, is a powerful tool. And so when we talk about influencing people, we're talking about in all walks of life. So on this broadcast, how do you get people to instantly follow you is a good question, isn't it? Well, in a nutshell, you have to be decisive. You see, people want clear directions. It is absolutely critical that you give people clear directions on the direction in which you're moving. There's a saying which says, people get out of the way of a person who knows where they are going. So in order to lead people and influence people successfully, you have to be decisive and you have to be clear. Great influencers are people who know how to make decisions, how to put together patterns and come to a successful conclusion on things. So in order to influence people on a grand scale, people have to feel and subsequently believe that you know where you are going. People will get out of the way of a person that knows where they're going. You see, people align themselves with those types of people who know where they're going. We see it in political candidates, musicians, heads of corporations and organizations. We see it in religious figures and heads of state and top-tier lawyers who go into a courtroom and mesmerize that jury. We see it in radio and TV personalities and even corporations. People clear a path for those who know where they are going, and they subsequently want to follow those people. So you say, well, Dr. King, how do companies articulate this? How do companies articulate a clear message to get the public to follow them? Well, through their commercials. For instance, Apple. Apple comes out with a new product, and people flock to them in droves. Why? Because they believe in the direction that the Apple is going, and they want to be a part of that. They don't want to be left out. They will follow people who have clear direction. Well, we're going to come out with this new product, and it is going to be absolutely, it's going to change your life. It's going to make your life easier, and here's the ways it's going to make your life easier. They give you a clear path as the direction they're moving in, and people flock to them and drove. See, they are on a mission. So the question I have for you on this broadcast is this. What is your mission? What's your mission in life? Have you actually written out a personal mission statement? Stephen Covey talks about that, having a personal mission statement. And you read that statement and you internalize that statement. What mission are you on? Have you written it out? Now, once you know your mission, are you passionate about that mission? Are you clear on where you're going? And then have you become the chief evangelist for your brand? What is your brand? You have to be the chief evangelist of that brand. Ever seen a house or building on fire? People will come from miles around just to see that building burn. Isn't it true? Do you have a burning desire to succeed? Do you? Can people see it in your eyes and hear it in your voice? Do they get excited to hear you get excited? I heard somebody say one time, I'm excited about being excited again. Are you exciting? Do people want to follow you? You know, the story is told of Napoleon Bonaparte, the French general who became emperor of French of the French in 1769 to 1821. And it's told how he sent word to attack on this particular occasion, to attack the enemy. One of his commanders sent word back and said the conditions were not quite right to attack. Napoleon said, "Conditions? I make the conditions. Attack!" And everyone who has ever succeeded at those high levels of society have always been in attack mode. You see, in order to win, you must attack. Don't talk. You must attack. Napoleon was clear on what he wanted. The world gets out of the way of a person who knows what they want. Create a mission statement. Internalize that mission. What mission are you on? And then become the chief evangelist for the mission that you're on. And so to be a great influencer of people, you must be clear on the direction you're heading in and send out clear and unambiguous signals to everyone that I know where I am going. And I can describe in detail how it will be, how it will look, how it will feel when I get there. There you have it, everyone, on this broadcast. We discovered that in order to be a great influencer of people, you must be decisive. You have got to be a person that is able to make a decision and make a decision, come to a conclusion, and be decisive. People want clear direction, and you know what? People will follow you. If you are a leader on your job, a leader in your community, leader in your social circles, people want to know that you know where you're going, and you're able to articulate that clearly and unambiguously. Now, don't miss the next broadcast, because on the next broadcast, I'm going to reveal to you the 9 human motivators. If you're going to be a great influencer of people, you must be able to thoroughly understand what these human motivators are. It is absolutely critical that you know what those human motivators are. What makes people act and do what they do and act the way they act? That's our program for the day, everybody. I'm so excited. I get so excited when I get a chance to come in the studio and spend time with you. Dr. QB King signing off for now. Until I meet you again, go out there and make your dreams king. Bye-bye for now, everybody.